Hello?
Oh, yes, hello. I'm responding to a call received from this number about a property that might be for sale at 4732 Southeast 23rd
yes.
Street in Del City, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You have about 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Questions about the property?
Sure.
Okay, sounds good. And then right after that, I'll pass all of this information onto our buying specialist. We'll be able to call you back. With an offer to purchase. To start off with, Matt, can I have your name?
My name's Diana Clark, but it's my mom's property, and I take care of all her business stuff.
Okay, so.
Addie Parrington, yeah, would be the seller's name.
Okay,
yeah.
Addie Parrington. And I'm so sorry, I wasn't able to catch your last name.
My last name is Clark.
Okay, that's Diana, right? Diana Clark?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Diana. Now, I have the correct address, right? 4732 Southeast 23rd?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in order for us to make sure we can best reach you about an offer, is this the best phone number to reach you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, do you have an email address where we can send you more information about us?
Yes. It's D, as in dog, P as in Paul, ARRINGTON,
okay.
at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For the eParrington at yahoo.com.
Right.
Thank you. Now,
yes.
Is this property currently listed with an agent?
No, it's not. I'm just doing it. My mom's on a fixed income, so we're not going to do the agent for it. Because
okay.
They take too much out of it.
Yes, that sounds good. Because, you're correct. If you're going to do it with us, you're going to do it with the commission fees. So, say, for example, we close out a good deal for you, you're going to get most out of your money. Now, Diana, I'd like to ask, how long have you guys owned this property?
Oh, gosh, this is 2017, so I think 2001.
Since 2001, okay. And is the property currently occupied?
No, it got burned in a fire on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Is this here?
Yes, it was here. Well, in Del City.
Okay. But, You said that the house was burned. Was it completely burned down?
No. No, it was mainly the main living room was burned, and the inside of the roof, not the entire roof. It's still covered, just like the structure and things like that on the roof. Yeah, that got burned. But the living room is the one that took most of the damage. There's still three rooms that are occupiable if you went in there and took the paneling down and, removed the carpet. The kitchen's relatively good. It's just got smoke.
Okay.
Just got, smoke damage. And then there's a place where you put the washer and dryer, and it's a big pantry-type thing, and that wasn't burned at all. So really, it was just the front part of the house and the, awning that was burned. And it sits on two lots as well. So, and I didn't want to demolish the house until, because I've had some people call me and want to actually buy the property as is so they can take over it, and just gut it basically. I have until November 1st to either sell it or demolish it.
Okay. All right.
So
if it's not going to sell, you're going to demolish the house completely?
I think it could be fixed if you have the money, yeah. If I had the money, I'd fix it up, but I don't.
Okay. So ever since the fire happened, the place hasn't been repaired? No changes have been made?
No, none at all.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask, Diana, if you had this place rented before?
If what?
Have you had this home rented before?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And you mentioned about a couple of bedrooms, but how many bedrooms and bathrooms does this property have?
3-bedroom, 1-bath.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the downstairs used to have a bathroom, but we took it out when we remodeled that area down there because it was backed up. So mm-hmm. we just took it out and made it into, like, washer and dryer room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe the house is, I want to say, oh, gosh, I don't have my paperwork in front of me, or I could give you the exact deets, but.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Let's start off with these details first, and maybe we could follow up with our buying specialist by then. But, Diana, do you have an estimated cost of the repairs by chance?
Well, you know the insurance company, they totaled it out. Because I've done construction before, it probably... probably about take $10,000 to repair it. I mean, it depends on how much of a repair you want to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to go all out, you know, and make it like tile and everything else. Because there's actually, it's wood floor underneath the carpet.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's why the living room got so burned.
Yeah, I see. Now, yeah. I'd like to ask Diana if, how old is the roof? Do you know?
Yeah, that one hail thing, they just had the roof replaced probably like 3 years prior to the fire, so 16, 5 years. So it was repaired in 2011 when they had that big hail damage where all the hail went through these roofs.
So the roof was repaired by 2011?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a new roof. It hadn't been on there long at all. And she had just, we got her approved for a renovation through one of those programs where they come into the house and they fix it for, you know, low-income families. So it had new carpets, new paint, new everything, and then it burned.
It is pretty sad.
Yeah, it is, because my mom is, you know, like I say, she's 70. Well, she'll be 78, so, you know, and she's kind of got Alzheimer's, and, you know, I mean, so
but,
I'm just trying to help her out, and so I took over all the business aspects of everything.
I see. I understand. Now, you mentioned something about the kitchen earlier, but have the kitchen or the bathrooms been updated recently?
Yeah, with that renovation thing they did for her online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was, the bathroom was completely redone, and the bathroom's still in working condition.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, so like I say, everything is, for the most part, in working condition except for the living room and the smoke damage that's on the wall and the inside of the roof where the structures would be.
Okay, I see. Now, I understand that the place or the property has been renovated, but are there foundation issues like sticking doors?
No.
Walls?
No.
Okay. Anything else we should know about the property?
No. I mean, that's basically, it's got a huge backyard.
Okay.
And like I said, the kitchen's really big, and it's still got its really nice countertops on. It's got a mirrored backsplash over the sink and such. It was really nice, and then it burned.
I know. Now, how about a special feature, like a pool or a garage?
No, that was what the awning was, and I had to take that down because it was a danger, so I took it down after the fire. It
okay.
just had the metal awning that was over it.
So there's no garage? All right.
No. Nope.
No pool. I mean,
there
garage.
Could be if you wanted to do a garage, but
okay. There's
yeah.
going to be a place. Okay. Now, I would assume that the main reason you're selling is because the place is burned, right?
Yeah. I'm disabled, and my mom's disabled, and if I wasn't disabled, I could probably do the work myself, but. You know, I own a house and more, so I really can't take the time to do that. And like I say, I take care of, I'm the only one in the family that takes care of my mom, my kids. Yeah, so it's really hard on me trying to get rid of this house, you know. But I've worked with the city, and they've given me an alleviate, you know, time to either sell it or demolish it. So, you know, I don't think it needs to be demolished personally, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. Now, I have a question here. Now, if we paid you all cash and whenever you're ready and buy the property in as is condition, what's the least you consider for the price of the property?
$10,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
And assuming you to sell it to us or possibly to someone else, how quickly do you want to sell the property?
As soon as possible.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, have you tried anything else to sell the property yet?
No, because I've been in the hospital.
Oh. I hope you're doing okay now.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, is the property free and clear, or do you still have mortgage against it?
No, that's the trouble. We just paid it off, and it burns.
This part is really sad. I know this the property means so much as well to your mom and to you and your family, but we'll see how it goes, Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a best time for a buying specialist to call you back with an offer for more information?
Can he call tomorrow? Because I'm kind of in a business meeting right now.
I'm going to try to schedule that, but if he's not available tomorrow, is it okay if he can call you next week?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Anytime in the morning or whenever.
Anytime in the morning. But for sure, Diana, if he's not able to reach you, he's going to leave you a message so that you can get back to him. Once you're available, okay?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, hon.
All right. Thank you for your time, and I'll go ahead and pass all the information on to our buying specialist. You have a good one.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.